कितना प्यारा है,
वो कितना प्यारा है अपने
प्यारे बाबा का प्यार, वो कितना प्यारा है
अपने प्यारे बाबा का प्यार,
इसमें खुशियाँ है अपार, इसमें जन्नत के बाहर, वो कितना प्यारा है अपने प्यारे बाबा का प्यार।
Good morning. Today Baba spoken about the power of knowledge and the power of love, and how knowledge is the seed and love is the water that can allow the seed to germinate and grow and bear fruits. And so the whole song was about Baba's love. But the question that I keep getting asked from many people here and also in Bharat is, they're seeing the state of the world and everything ready to crumble into a state of chaos at any moment. Is that right? Who feels that? Everything is just ready to fall apart. And Baba's just waiting for us to come to our own karmatit stage, but also there are still many, many, many who don't know Shiv Baba. And so we also have to do what we can to let them know who is God. Then at least they carry away that little bit of awareness and that little bit of experience with themselves. So the question that keeps coming to me is, what preparations do we need to make internally so that when things suddenly do happen, we are ready for them? There's lots of material on websites about physical preparations. We've been talking about it for a long time, so I'm not going to go into any of that at all, because it's a lot of information that you can look at and then decide for yourself what it is you feel is useful for you and your family or your center. But the spiritual preparation is for all of us. And the first thing, Baba often says, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. So are my final thoughts going to be your soul consciousness? Are my final thoughts going to be of my relationship with Baba? Am I able to be soul conscious just within a second, one thought, not even a second? It takes one thought to move away from here and be soul conscious. And yes, the ideal is that over the years of practice, you've already created a natural state of soul consciousness, but maybe at that final moment you're looking at whatever it is that's going on, but can I just make sure that today my practice is that I connect with Baba through soul consciousness with one thought. Not that there's a few thoughts here and there, then I connect. Because in the moment that those few thoughts go here and there, never mind the final moments, even today, something happens and is my attention immediately going here and there? Or is it able to go straight away to Baba? And it's not going to happen just like that. It's going to happen if I've been diligent and I've worked on myself and made sure that this is what I can do. One thought and it takes me straight to God. So that's one very important practice. I've been noticing that in the Sakar Muralis, every single Murali has focused on soul consciousness at least 6 times, and sometimes it's 12 times. But Baba will remind us, have the faith that you're a soul, have the faith that you're a soul. Make sure that you're aware of the soul. A normal teacher would teach you a lesson for 3 times, 4 times, and then will say, okay, I've done my bit, now it's up to you. And Baba, the compassionate one, the merciful one, knows that it's a sanskar that we've created for 2,500 years. And so it's been a long, long time that we've been totally caught up in the body. Even in the copper age, it was the body. It wasn't Tamo Pradhan stage, it was still Rajo Pradhan. So there were still some values, there was still some type of order and law within the world. And even in the last 100 years, we've seen a degeneration of values in a very, very strong way. And that's because there's no connection with the soul at all. All the normal things that used to happen in the world, parents teaching their children how to pray. How many parents do you now know who teach their children to pray? Some of you are grandparents, so you may have taught your children, but maybe not, even then, maybe not. But certainly, the generation today, nobody teaches the children how to pray. We used to say thanks before meals. And yes, Baba's taught us these basic things in life, but in the world out there, who says thank you before they eat? Or after they've eaten. At school we used to have grace before meals. And so at least there was a little bit of awareness of God's presence in our lives. But today, there's just a big question mark. Is there God? Isn't there God? But that's essentially because there's no contact with the soul. And without soul consciousness, there cannot be Baba's remembrance. And without soul consciousness, there cannot be contact with the core values that every soul starts its journey with. So the first subject that I have to keep practicing, soul consciousness, remind myself at all times. And Baba said the other day, every time you think of the big I, instead of the big I, think of the little I and the dot. And you're the dot. And so remind yourself, who am I? And then secondly, the connection with God. Well, soul consciousness is the basic awareness that can allow God's vibrations to reach me. Without soul consciousness and I coming in, it's manifold forms. I want to take up that up a little bit more. But whichever aspect of soul consciousness helps me, whether it's the reminder I'm a child of God, whether it's a reminder that my Swadharma, my original religion is peace, whichever way. And this is why Baba offers us many, many different methods to help us have remembrance. So that's the first practice I need to deeply instill in myself, true soul consciousness. And the second thing Baba had mentioned in that same Murali a couple of weeks ago was my. So the second thing I have to let go of, my attachments. When the Copper Age began, the first thought that changed and pulled us down was, instead of being here, became here. And so now, that's the deep effort. But as soon as I came here, the thing that connected with that was my. And Baba says, replace it with my Baba. But not so easy. Just a soul consciousness is not so easy. It's the easiest subject to fall. Just remember you're a soul. And you can be part of 108. just the practice of soul consciousness. In the same way, because it's so slippery, it needs so much attention. Again, my Baba, and just to be aware of my Baba. But on the other hand, instead of my Baba, it's my idea. It's, I don't think, the external things so much anymore. In Lokic life, it's my house, the size of my house, my car, my computer, my phone. But Brahmins generally, I'll say generally, not always, that we let go of very soon. But then, my idea. I am right. My service. My responsibility. And you can see that where my responsibility comes, it can be extended so far out and we can get trapped by so many things. But my first responsibility is to myself, to stay peaceful, to stay loving, to stay connected with Baba, and to reach my Satapradhan stage. No one else can help me with that. My intellect is clever. At one point that he had said, Maya even follows you into the subtle regions. And many of you have heard that his classes for 40 years. So you know that she used to say that. And what she meant was exactly what Baba says in the Murali very often. Don't think about trance. Don't think about visions. Why? Because Maya can interfere. Ego can come into that. And the whole history of the Yajna is there for you to read and see how that's happened through the years. But today, my idea, my responsibility, my service, yes, let me be an instrument by following Srimat and being obedient, so that then Baba is able to work through me and the doors of service will open automatically. I don't have to chase service. I don't have to raise my blood pressure over service. I don't have to raise anyone else's blood pressure over service. If I'm doing that, what sort of service is it? Let me simply be an instrument and let Baba be able to work through me, which means moving the ego out completely. One of the reasons why Baba would often say that the Gulzar is such a beautiful instrument for Baba. And in 1969, from 21st January, when Daddy became the chariot, the first 13 days were experiment. They were experimenting with many of the original Daddies who were trance messengers. And then Baba finally said, let it be this one, and it'll only be in Madhuban that this happens, nowhere else. So Baba made it very clear that it was that chosen instrument. And of course, what Baba was saying was that she doesn't mix her own intellect. When there's a message that she brings back, it's directly Baba's message without any interference of her intellect. And then because her practice of that detachment from the self was so strong, Baba could come through her and you would feel it's Baba. Nothing of Dadi Gulzar was coming through, it was pure Baba. And so my responsibility, and I keep thinking this and this and this and this and this, everything is my responsibility. Try it. Try doing it on your own. How far will you get? It has to be, but what does Baba want? And today again, Baba has said, it's not just a question of making sure that Baba is happy with me, but also making sure that the family is happy with me and content with me. And so, can I learn to let go of all my attachments? And the third, connected. Everything's connected. Desires. And it can be desire for a particular type of food. I won't tell you the detail of the story, but one individual left the yajna, and she was good in jnana and yoga, but she left the yajna, coming to Abu. The tree got shaken and many went away to relatives or for service. They went for service but then got distracted. And so the tree was really shaken. And one soul left away simply because of her love for food. Especially during the beggary period, 1950, it's immediately after the war, there's very little food available anyway for anyone, but for a big family, can you imagine? So, literally, she left the yajna because she wasn't getting the food that she wanted. Just imagine, here's God on one side, and here's my taste buds on the other side. But it just as an indication that it could be anything that is my desire. That in the final moments, my addiction to tea, to coffee, whatever. And so, sugar, salt. There's a story about Mama, it's Mama's month, and I'll just share a very short story. Mama would be given her meal and others also. And afterwards, the sister who had been serving would say to Mama, after she'd eaten, she would serve first and eat afterwards. She would say to Mama, Mama, but there was no salt in the food, and you could have told me, and I could have brought you some salt. And Mama would smile and say, it was Brahma Bhojan. So I didn't need to think about anything. It was Brahma Bhojan. And so, that's it. Can you imagine? Mama's attention and stage, it's Brahma Bhojan. Salt, no salt, doesn't matter. So, I'm not suggesting that we put ourselves on strict regimes, but it is an interesting way to check myself. Is it little things that distract me? Is it big things that distract me? What is it that shakes my stage? Big service? Little things? Little incidents? That will give me an idea of my patience, my ability to tolerate, and my capacity to maintain a stable stage of peace and love. So, three preparations. Connection with soul and God. Secondly, letting go of whatever my attachments are. And thirdly, letting go of my desires. So when Baba says, Bihad Vairagya, unlimited disinterest, is this what I have? And today there's many things happening. We've had the fortune of hosting a big family from Delhi. And you're about to leave, so would you please come up here? And I think you had introduced yourselves to the family before, right? So if there's one or two people who speak on behalf of, come, please come. Oh. जो भी दिल्ली वाले हैं जो अभी आए हैं ग्रुप में सामने आ जाए तो सबसे दृष्टि लेकर के आप छुट्टी लेंगे
Shanti. It's our fortune today to meet Jayanti Didi. It was a long wish that from the starting when we started planning for this program. Since then, it was known to us that Jayanti Didi will be there at that time when you will be visiting London. And the day has finally come today. We know that Didi is here since 3rd, but there were some other programs also planned for her. But finally, we are able to meet you, Didi, and it's a pleasure. I met her in NCCC retreat also this time, and I introduced myself that we are coming to London, and she welcomed all of us from the heart. So really, really, really thanks to the Brahmin family, to the team of London, to Brahmin family and to everyone actually, because we all enjoyed here the love, the peace, the happiness, and every value we enjoyed here. It's just not the words that we are sharing today, but it's the feeling that we have taken, and we are taking that with us to Delhi, back to Delhi, back to ORC. And definitely we'll share the same with the Brahmin family there also. So really, really thanks from all of us to the complete Brahmin family of UK, of especially to the London. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
it's
you.
A long
thank
way
you for
to well come.
Coming.
And the hope was that every expectation that you had would be fulfilled. Yes?
Yes.
Good. More than that, Didi.
More than that. Okay.
And as you said, Didi, it's about the taste buds. So we are not foodie actually, but really we enjoyed the food over here. Because every day evening it was like a different food, because in India we generally don't, you know, taste all these things over there. We came to know that today it will be Chinese, tomorrow it will be like this. And it was triggering us. Oh, really? Chinese food? So yeah, definitely we are going to have some meals over there. So in the morning or in the afternoon, we used to think, no, today we are going to skip that. Then as soon as we can come to know that it's going to be something special, so everyone, yeah, we will have a little bit. So definitely for Brahmins, it is there. But this is something very funny also, but yeah, thank you so much, because every small thing really makes a difference and really creates a difference within the self also, and it creates an experience. Thank you so much, Didi, for everything.
Carrie, I love back to Asha Didi, Rishmon Bhai, and the whole family at ORC.
Yes.
Especially.
Yeah.
Everywhere, but...
Yeah, thank you, Didi.
Always keep the salt tablet in pocket.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sure.